journalism students thinking about the newspaper business, and as gloomy as that might seem right now in our talk, what do you say to a person who wants to come out and be a newspaper reporter?
Well, I say there's always going to be reporting. One of my former students at OSU was quoted yesterday quite a bit because of the damage up the GRDA lakes and so on. He's been the GRDA spokesman for 15 or 20 years. Justin Alberti, he was an A student, and getting an A out of me is not easy. He's taken his reporting talents, and he's the spokesman for the GRDA now. So there are a lot of things. I used to tell the kids that even though they might not go into journalism, there were three things we could teach them. That was how to gather information, how to assess it, and how to present it. I said there are an awful lot of CEOs who can't do that, who can't write a coherent paragraph. The person who can take a mass of information and put it together in a logical way and figure out what's really relevant and then present that in a game plan, those are skills that are valuable in any business you go into. But gosh, if I'd sat here 50 years ago and we'd been talking, nobody would have envisioned email or the internet or anything like that. So
some people have found their writing skills in blogging, and they may never have been hired by a traditional newspaper or whatever, so they're beginning to blog and form opinions in that way. So it's probably employed even more writers.
Well, the thing that scares me about blogging is most bloggers are coming from a certain point of view that they're trying to present. And I think you would end up with polar opposites. In other words, you'd end up with a Fox News presentation and an MSNBC, and it would be mostly argumentative and propagandist rather than trying to be informative. Occasionally something comes up on a blog that's worth pursuing. It's almost like a tip, but so much of it is just opinion, often embittered opinion. It's a poor substitute for something that you try to make balanced. Let the whole idea of journalism, as you know, is to present the information and let the public decide.
I don't know if they're differing much from the traditional editorial pages we've had of our newspapers.
Well, the editorial pages are fine, as long as they're on the editorial pages. A newspaper without an opinion is pretty spineless. It's almost just another shopper. But you keep the editorial pages and the news pages separate. Sort of like what's in Vegas stays in Vegas. What's on the editorial page stays on the editorial page, and the news pages should be presenting information in as unbiased a fashion as possible.
Are you glad you're not in the newspaper business today?
No. I'd love to be in it. I wake up several times a month usually trying to make deadline somewhere, invariably with complications that drive editors nuts. But I've made a new career as a museum docent, as a tallgrass docent, and I'm just finishing a book on the first 20 years of the tallgrass prairie. So I'm very deeply involved with the Nature Conservancy. Jerry and I have both worked at Gilcrease as docents and will continue Gilcrease work.
You just mentioned your wife's name.
Jerry.
The two of you have been married for how long now?
Going on 52 years.
And your children?
Janie is a 50-year-old. She's a mother in Dallas. A private pilot is her husband. She had an MBA, and she still does a tremendous amount of volunteer work in the Dallas area. Her two children, one is a junior at the University of Denver, the other's in the Peace Corps in Costa Rica. Then our son just got married last year at almost 47, so we have not only a stepdaughter but two delightful step-grandkids who already are bilingual, and one is working on a third language, and he's 11. He jumped a cue ball over another ball and put a ball in the pocket the other day at 11, and I have to work like the devil to break even with him now on the pool table.
That's great. That's great. Well, I appreciate this time you've given us to talk about a great newspaper, and some people in town will still say, you know, I sure miss the Tribune in the afternoon driveway.
I get it several times a week. People find out that I was with the Tribune, or people who I know see me. And it was. It was a superior newspaper.
I want to thank you, Cenk, very much for this.
Thank you.